The United States is like an eagle plucked bare by sin. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the book of life and love, the Bible. We turn to the second epistle of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, quote, "Dearly beloved, I charge thee in the sight of God in Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead by his coming and by his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent in season, out of season, reprove, entreat, rebuke with all patience and teaching. For there will come a time when they will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears will heap upon themselves teachers according to their own lust, and they will turn away their hearing from the truth, and turn aside rather to fables. But do thou be watchful in all things, bear with tribulation patiently, work as a preacher of the gospel, fulfill thy ministry. As for me, I am already being poured out in sacrifice, and the time of my deliverance is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. For the rest, there is laid up for me a crown of justice, which the Lord, the just judge, will give to me in that day. Yet not me only, but also to those who love his coming." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecy from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on March 26, 1983. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Our Lady is kissing her crucifix. It's a beautiful golden crucifix, and Our Lady is now holding the rosary in her hands like this. They're just going down through her fingers, the beads, and Our Lady is putting on a very mournful look on her face. It really is sad to see Our Lady feeling that bad. Now she's touching her finger to her lips. "My child and my children, I have given you many warnings of the presence of Satan upon your earth. Already he seeks to infiltrate upon the mission from heaven. You must pray more and not be divided by minor casual offenses or differences of opinions or even outright judgment, wrong judgment. I would advise you, my child, to pray on the matter that has disturbed you this week. You will understand what I am talking about. There will be no decisions made at this time." Now Jesus is coming down, and he's standing at Our Lady's left side. Our Lady is now by his right side, and Our Lady is looking up, and Jesus now is looking all about him. He has on his burgundy cape, and it's down from his back. I can see Jesus' hair, and the cape is extending down to his footsteps, down to his feet. Now Jesus is now taking his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross. "In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." Now Jesus also is turning to his left, our right side, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's moved over, he's floated over a bit to the uppermost branch on our right side, the trees, and now he's turning and going back to standing next to Our Lady. I can't judge the distance through the sky, but I would say they're standing about 16 feet above Our Lady's statue. Now Jesus is taking his first finger and placing it to his mouth. That means to listen and repeat. My child, I will not continue the discourse at this time over the matter of obedience, charity, and other virtues that have dimmed the working force within the circle. You must pray more, and do not allow yourselves to falter in bringing out the message to the world because of slight differences of opinion and others that send you like rabbits scurrying here and there and bringing nothing back.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. The weekly Holy Hours continue to grow. In the past week, it increased by 104 hours for a total of 17,992 hours. In the next year, if you will pledge to do one or more holy hours each week before Our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament for a year, write us here at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we'll include your holy hours in the total the next week. I ask that you pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apparition ever to occur in the history of the world. At your holy hours, will you also pray that we have many generous donors who will support Our Lady's prophecies on this radio program? Our Lady said it all on this message given on May 10, 1972. She said, quote, "Do not try to judge without pity or charity those about you. Pray long hours of prayer for those who are falling into a well-laid web of deceit and darkness. You must remain with my Son through his gift of his heart to you in the tabernacles of the world. You will be infiltrated if you do not develop the daily habit of visiting my Son. He grows lonely." Unquote. I received in November 1992 a beautiful note from Veronica. It says, "Ave Maria. Dear Gary, God bless you and thank you for sharing your donation with another arm, so to say, of Our Lady of the Roses. United, our groups can solace the injured hearts of Jesus and Our Lady. Together, we can reach out to the world. I know for a fact that Jesus and our Blessed Mother are very pleased with your mission. Our hearts and prayers are always with you. All heaven's graces in a shower of roses. Lovingly, in Christ, Veronica." Signed, Veronica, JMJT. We have an extraordinary book available titled Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. It has the Bayside story and the great miracles and testimonies. It has the story of Veronica Lucan and her family. It has a summary of the Bayside prophecies of the coming great warning, miracle, and chastisement. It explains the Bayside prophecies about the last days. It has copies of colored miraculous pictures with explanation, a chapter on angels, and much more. This tremendous book costs $10 plus $3 shipping and handling and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. This book will give you peace of mind in these distressing times. Order this inspiring book today, Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. Send $10 today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Be sure to add $3 shipping and handling. There was a miraculous picture taken on June 18, 1997, prayer vigil by Mary Rademacher, the author of the world-famous blue book titled Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. In this picture, the picture was taken of Gary Wolscheid, myself, during the rosary procession. Near the center of the picture is a face of Pinocchio with a long nose and ears. If you remember in the story, Pinocchio's nose and ears grew longer when he lies. Over my right shoulder is a statue of Our Lady, and she is looking away from Pinocchio's face at the rosary procession. It is a most interesting picture. If you would like a copy, we'll mail it to you free for a donation of any size. Send your urgently needed donation today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And be sure to ask for the Pinocchio miraculous picture. On March 18, 1977, Our Lady said, quote, "Do not be afraid to expose evil. If you do not bring into the light others who are fast encased in darkness by their own will or by acts of obedience to evil, if you do not seek to save them, to bring them out of this darkness, you too will be guilty of arrogance and pride. And charity, charity that must be extended, a lack of charity, for charity must be given to others. Those who have received in abundance, whether it be graces or material, must use their abundance to save others," unquote. Mr. Lucan has suffered and is suffering much to bring Our Lady's message to you and me. We owe Arthur our love, our affection, our respect, our support, and our prayers. Our Lady of the Roses is true. Veronica is true. Mr. Lucan is true. Mrs. Ferguson is true. The message is true. All of the telephone locutions are suspect. And all faithful followers, faithful and true followers of Our Lady of the Roses have the obligation to safeguard the accuracy and integrity of all of the public messages and locutions. There must be documentation with an audio cassette tape and or written in Veronica's handwriting signed by her. If this documentation doesn't exist for these telephone locutions, then they must be set aside. The title of this program, These Last Days, is in the Bayside Prophecies. On August 4, 1979, Our Lady said, quote, "I ask all to become apostles of these last days, because it will be necessary now for man to understand and acknowledge the supremacy of his God in heaven. I ask that all who have been born into and baptized into the true faith to go forward as apostles of light, disciples for heaven in these latter days. The knowledge must be given to those who cannot comprehend, who have hardened their hearts and closed their ears. The knowledge must be given to them that my Son is the Messiah. My Son has been upon earth, and he shall return again as he ascended," unquote. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses. We also have this radio program and much more. Visit us at www.tldm.org. And now we return to the Bayside prophecies given on March 26, 1983. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
I see a road. The road looks very familiar. It's Long Island. And I see everyone running. I feel like I'm on the road with them two running, and I'm saying to a woman who passes, "What's the matter? What's the matter?" And she says, "Warheads! Warheads! Look!" And I look back as I was running with her to see what she was looking at, and oh my God, I've never saw blackened bodies before. Their skin is just, I can't even tell if they're girls or men or anything. The skin has been blackened, and there's a great part of this body has melted from the heat. Terror shall grip the nation. I have tried to warn you, my children, that the United States is as like the eagle plucked there by its enemies, plucked there by misrepresentation, plucked there by sin. Your country is very sick, my children. You ask me, my child, why this cannot be stopped. You must now trust in my son, Jesus. And when you become affrighted, you will say, "My Jesus, my confidence." Yes, my child, no war has ever made a pretty picture. We do not stress anything that could be called political, my child and my children. By no means is this as it is meant to be. By no means. I wish to alert you all to what is coming upon you. And when it happens, you will know that too few cared, too few failed to learn a lesson from their past. Too few do not give offerings of atonement to the Eternal Father. There is a balance now being held above you. The balance falls heavily to the left. But when that is evened out, you will know and understand this message. My child, continue now with your prayers of atonement. I have much to discuss with you, but that will be later. You'll take now 3 photographs and read them well, but do not speak outwardly about them.
You have just heard part of the Bayside prophecies given on March 26, 1983. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. We are currently undergoing a great trial. We need your help urgently to help keep this Our Lady's messages on this station. Will you help? Our Lady really needs your financial support. Don't let her down. Send the largest amount you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners now once again. Now I have my first testimony here is from Colorado. To Our Lady of the Roses, we here consider this a miracle. For over 10 years, I've been praying, fasting, crying for our household of 15 children and 16 grandchildren. To date, we are 40 people. The church changes, the world changes, has been turning our family, myself, away from the Catholic Church. We have been hurting spiritually and going hungry for spiritual food. One evening, I turned on the radio to listen to your peaceful music before I went to bed. I turned to your radio station in New York. I strained my ears as the station came and went. I could not believe my ears because I did not know Blessed Mother Mary was speaking to and through any person in America from 1970. And only now we here know it was an answer to prayers. I sent in for messages, rose petals, medals, and video. They came. The messages came first and prepared for the video, the miraculous Bayside story. All of our people here, seven children still at home, have been woken up and strengthened in God's home. We have all been convinced in our hearts that these things have happened here, and when we all sat down and watched the story. My husband had been away from church and communion for 9 years. He's now back in church and communion, and confession was first. I had been away from confession for 13 years because I did not know you had to confess to a priest before Holy Communion. I now know. Also kneeling and receiving only from priests, two fingers. We here have all returned to the Catholic Church. We are all baptized Catholics. We all live and die baptized Catholics. I called all 8 children, married and away from home, tell them of the message and the video, also how I was wrong because the graces are in the church from God and we have to go to receive them. All promised to return to church and confession first. Ash Wednesday store is all there. We continue to go. This Lent season, we all will return away from sin and return to the gospel. Blessed Mother Mary has visited our home, and she's still here. I am a mother. I prayed for help so many years, and she came and helped me. Mary, help of mothers, keep helping me. Praise be to God for his son Jesus and our Lord and Savior. Our Blessed Mother in Heaven, Mary, I will do all I can with the help of my family to spread the messages from Bayside. And then that is signed. Now I have another more party here. It says, I have 2 miracles that I'd like to give testimony to. The first one, I had a cervical spine problem. I had gone to the chiropractor 2 or 3 times a week. I had to wear a cervical collar. It was a large lump on the top of my spine. It was all swollen, as big as an egg, and the doctor couldn't seem to get the swelling down. So I came to the shrine one night, and Veronica was there with this crucifix that Our Lady told her never to be without. She blessed my cervical collar, and she blessed me on the forehead 3 times. Then the following week, when I was home, a piece of paper fell on the floor. When I went there to bend and picked it up, I heard this terrific crack in my neck. You could hear it right across the room. That bone went right back and to normal. It's been that way ever since. There is no pain. I told the doctor that the swelling had gone down, and he said, great. And after the swelling went down, I had no pain anymore. The swelling was gone down, and it's been down ever since. So I told the doctor about it, and he said, that is wonderful. Then now 6 months later, I woke up, and I stood in my hallway. My eyes were all cloudy. I couldn't see anything. Everything was all blurry. I thought, well, maybe it's because I'm not awake yet. But the next day and the next, it was the same. So I said, I'd better go to see the eye doctor. So I went to him. The eye doctor, he examined me. He said that I had cataracts on both eyes. Then he said I might have to be operated on for a transplant. He proceeded to tell me the whole procedure and how it would be and everything. But he said, we'll give you 6 months and you come back. So when he told me that, I went home. I put the rose petal on each eye. I said a rosary to Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, help of mothers to cure the cataracts. Maybe it will go away and everything. A few months later, I noticed little by little the blurring went away. When the 6 months were up, I went to the doctor. So I went to see him and I told him. I said, the cloudiness is all gone. So he said, well, let me examine you. So he examined me, and after he gave me a thorough examination, he said, I've got good news for you. You're just fine. Say some prayers for me. That's the end of that, and I am thankful to our Blessed Mother for using the rose petal to cure me. That's why I want to give this testimonial, because some people don't believe in the rose petal. They think it's just a rose, and they laugh at you. But they don't realize that our Lord has blessed the rose petal, and it takes on a different dimension. When Our Lady said that it's for cures and conversion, she's not whistling Dixie. She means business. I'm proof of that, and I'm just so thankful that she cured me. And I hope the people will be encouraged to start and use the rose petal more and more. I thank her. I can't thank her enough. And then that is signed. That's all I have today, Gary.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson.
Well,
time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You have been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.